This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn, Daniel on the phones. Your questions, your comments, welcome. For our next guest, Governor Doug Burgum, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Without any further ado, we do welcome to the program the governor of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Burgum. Looked like you had a nice weekend. I saw you on a horse, so you had more fun than I did this weekend. I can't think of anything anywhere near as fun as branding and being on a horse this weekend. So you got some good open North Dakota air,
beautiful,
huh?
Beautiful Badlands, and get a chance to participate in a spring roundup of branding like I've been doing since 1975 with all of my good friends and neighbors out there in Slope County. It's really reinvigorating and helps us realize why we're serving and what we're doing and how important it is for us to.
Is the spring roundup like a contest, like a competitive effort, or just more fun? Governor, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yep.
Good. I said, is the spring roundup kind of a competitive thing or just more casual?
Well, it's not competitive. It's collaborative. All the neighbors come together and everybody helps out. But, of course, when you're an old roper and you got young neighbor cowboys there, everybody wants to do their best, and I think when you get a bunch of cowboys together, it can be a lot of fun. But there's I'd say underlying there, everybody wants to do their best all the time, and so it was a great weekend, great event, great to be with everybody. But I want to say to you, Scott, I know you've been dialing in every day to our press conferences. Thank you for doing that, and thank you for everything that you and your team are doing to get facts, not fear, out to the people of North Dakota. You've been a key part getting through this whole pandemic, and I want to thank you and your team for everything that you guys are doing.
Well, appreciate that very much. That's just doing what we do, and we do like as much information as we can so we can answer as many questions that come along. You talk about facts versus fear. Where would you gauge sort of the barometer in North Dakota in that regard right now? I noticed that even places that are open with half tables or whatever, dialing back the capacity, still aren't full. I think there's more capacity than there are people willing to sort of go back to normal right now, which leads me to believe that people are still a little bit more towards the fear side than necessarily the fact side. What's your take?
Well, I think that we've got a COVID-19 is something that doesn't place risks evenly. If you're young and healthy, you might perceive your risk to be pretty low. If you're elderly, and you're in your 70s or 80s, and you've got some underlying health conditions, you're probably going to be pretty cautious about where you go and who you connect with right now. So I think, again, we'll see a little shift in the demographics of who's going out for a while as people regain consumer confidence about what they can and can't do. And then I think it probably also varies a little bit on what news source you're watching. I really do think that there are the current environment is controversy sells, fear sells. I mean, there's a lot of business models that want to promote more fear than promote facts, and that's why we're so appreciative of everything that you're doing to get the facts out to everybody.
I'm as much as possible trying to pivot from the TikTok of the numbers. Obviously, we're keeping tabs on the Red River Valley Task Force and getting their arms around the Cass County situation, what's happening. But I'm starting more and more to say, okay, what's this recovery going to look like? How does the economy come back from all this? What's your take overall on the timeline that it's going to take to repair the economy from, you know, and really nothing any of us remember in the way of a disruption to the economy? What's it going to take to get North Dakota's economy back?
Well, I'd say North Dakota, it's also on the nation because our economic system is interconnected with everybody else's. I mean, we feed the world, we power the world, and, you know, one of the key ways to get our economy back is to get people moving and traveling and on, you know, airplanes and in cars and do all that. I mean, get the, sort of the wheels of the wheels of commerce moving again. And because there are some, you know, physical supply chains that have to get moving. We can't have a Zoom meeting or a FaceTime or a Teams meeting for using technology to actually get physical product around. And a lot of things that we, you know, make and sell in North Dakota right now are commodities that require physical transportation. So that's one thing, is to get the rest of the economy in the U.S. and the world going again. But it's very encouraging. We were on a video conference call with the vice president and the team yesterday. And if you take a look at the numbers that are coming down, I mean, states that used to have numbers where, you know, north of 40% of the people tested were positive, in places like New York and New Jersey, those, they're coming down under 10%. I think most of the nation's down under, most states are under 7.5%. North Dakota is cumulative. We're in the 3% range, so we're in, you know, great shape relative to other states. But I think as other people start to open up, the media is going to have to, national media is going to have to start covering that you can open up like states have and things have gone well. And that'll help build confidence, and consumer confidence is part of what's going to drive the rebound that we see in the economy.
So, is there, you know, you think going to be at some point a need to kickstart it a little bit to really get it back? Obviously, we're going to have the headwinds of the national economy, but how do you, in North Dakota, kickstart it?
Well, I think there are not enough dollars around, you know, from a budget standpoint in North Dakota to try to, you know, solve pricing problems in the world's global, energy and ag markets. So I think we've got to be, really targeted and strategic how we might continue to provide additional economic incentives. We have, you know, look to see what the feds are doing. There's a big national debate on additional stimulus plans or not for states. And again, I think the key thing here is for us, again, if we continue being North Dakota smart, we continue to be having our ability to do the testing we need to do for manufacturers and employers and for events and large-scale events. I mean, all of these things that we can do, if we can test and if we can trace and we can isolate in a very, very surgical, needle-like way, I'm not even going to say a scalpel, I'd say a needle. I mean, if we can get a few individuals to stay home when they get sick, then we can keep the rest of the 760,000 North Dakotans both protected and get the economy going again. I think that's, we've built a lot of capability and skill that we didn't have 2 months ago. We've got a lot better ability to manage risk right now, and opening up is really about managing risk. But I feel like North Dakota is in a great place to get things going. And I know a lot of people are out and about over Memorial Day weekend and doing it in smart, safe ways. And a lot of people graduations have done really well. So I just, again, want to say thanks to all the people in North Dakota that are doing so many smart things that are really setting us apart from so many other states.
Larry has a question for the governor at 800-228-0550 on reopening. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Scott, and thank you, Governor, for what you're both doing. And I was just surprised the other day, since we're opening up North Dakota, that I went to the Department of Motor Vehicle to get tabs renewed, and we're not open at the DMV. That kind of surprised me, that with all the glass shield that you have anyway between your customer and the DMV, when are we going to be able to just carry on normal business in those regards?
Well, Larry, I'd want to ask you what facilities you go to, because our DMV is open. These guys have done thousands of in-person tests in the last couple weeks since they've reopened, and my understanding was everybody, we were all caught up. It was by appointment only, but I'd love to hear from you about which location you went to and how that went for you, because my understanding is we're open.
I went to the Capitol building yesterday, and there's a tent outside with three people, and they said, no, you can't get that done. They said you're going to have to, they said we're not open for that, and they said you're going to have to, you can go to a kiosk. Well, I've gone to a kiosk and my vehicle hasn't been licensed or running for 6 years, so the kiosk didn't work, and they said you can go online. It was just kind of a hassle and kind of wondering why we weren't open for business in that regard.
For tabs, to get your tabs for your license plates.
Yeah, pretty simple, but.
Well, Larry, let's have Scott get your phone number. We'll follow up and make sure we get you taken care of.
Larry, hang on a second. We'll get that information to the governor's office. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Al Jaeger at the bottom of the hour on mail-in voting.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family. In spirit way, what if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Petroserve USA. coming to you from our PetroServe USA studios today, where we can tell you about home cooking grab-and-go goodies like Swedish meatballs or lasagna today. If you're traveling 994, I'd whip into Valley City, exit 292, and grab and go, or just sit down and enjoy yourself. Swedish meatballs, lasagna, both specials. All specials come with two sides and a bun, by the way. There also is spaghetti at the 12th Avenue Fargo location, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury Steak today. And all the PetroServe USAs, from Bismarck, Mandan, all the way up to Bemidji and down to Wahpeton and everywhere in between, Castleton and West Fargo, Fargo, Dilworth, Moorhead, all of those locations have the 4-for-4 deal of pizza, two cookies, and a soda or a coffee. Four items, $4 yours from PetroServe USA. Just tell them Scott sent you. Governor Doug Burgum with us on What's on Your Mind. Talk about all of the, you know, we mentioned DMV and some special things being done to keep things rolling there. But state government in general, just like other businesses that are opening, are reopening as well, right?
Yeah, June 1 will be government facilities across the state will be reopening, and, new operating procedures to try to, protect the state workforce. To keep them healthy and to make sure that we're, delivering all the customer service to citizens at the highest level. And we want to, make sure we don't have, we want to make sure we have no interruption in important government services, regardless of what agency it is. And one way we do that is make sure that we don't end up having a COVID, outbreak, in a state-run facility, just like, any manufacturer wants to make sure they're protecting their workforce right now because they don't want to disrupt their business. They want to be able to keep serving their customers. We have the same approach here. So we've got a, internal team across a number of agencies called the Continuity of Government, and they're applying all of the same kinds of guidelines about reduced density and spacing and all that. And then again, trying to make sure that we can keep moving services online. I mean, the only thing, better than great customer service in person is a citizen not having to get in their car, drive to the Capitol, park, walk in, find a location, do a transaction. That if we could have taken care of that online in the first place, or answered their question with good information or with a phone call and saved them the trip in, I mean, that's even better. I mean, our focus here is on, as we reopen, is making sure that service levels are better and higher than they ever have been in terms of how we take care of the citizens. That's our job. That's what we do every day. And our workforce has been fantastic. 7,100 people in the state of North Dakota in 48 hours moved from working, in a building to working remotely. And I would say, by and large, we've had great delivery of services. And I'd say leaders have figured out that maybe we don't need taxpayer dollars going to pay for as much space as we have. Maybe there's things we can do more efficiently than we've had done before. Maybe we can improve a process where we can eliminate steps for citizens just by cutting red tape. We've cut a lot of red tape with executive orders, and maybe some of that doesn't need to come back. So we can, we've got lots of learning, like all of us, through this thing. A lot of opportunity going forward. Space is just one part of that. But I'd say coming out the backside, I hope the conclusion is we don't need as much square footage in the state of North Dakota as we've done before. The state has got 1,600 buildings across every county in the state, including that's over 24 million square feet. I sure think that we could serve the citizens and be using less space than we are today.
Travis in Minot for Governor Burgum. Go ahead, Travis.
Hey, Governor Burgum. The citizens of North Dakota would like to know the status of your current relationship with your friend Bill Gates.
I'd say, well, Bill is someone that I've worked with for 30 years, and Bill and I have enjoyed working together during the time that we did. The last time that I were working together was 13 years ago, and we've stayed in touch since then. But he's not an advisor to the state of North Dakota, and someone I have appreciated everything he's done to save millions of lives of people around the world. He's probably saved more lives than Mother Teresa has. He's poured his fortune into not making money in pharma, but in basically giving away his fortune to try to save those lives. So I have a lot of respect for him as an individual. But I'd say that it is what it is. It's a friendship, and there's no no formal relationship between the two of us. And like anybody that's a friend, you've got things you agree on, things you don't agree on. But again, I say that it's really remarkable what he and Melinda have done in terms of saving lives around the world. I mean, I think that, you know, polio, is a devastating disease, and it hit my uncle. My uncle spent his whole life paralyzed from getting polio as a kid. And now with their work and with Rotary International, I think we're down to less than 100 polio cases in the world. It might be a disease that used to, you know, cripple millions and, you know, kill hundreds of thousands, is almost eliminated. And they, what they've done in global health is, like I said, really been remarkable.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate the call. A texter sent us some screenshots from some local restaurants, Food Barn, Powers Lake, Joyce's on Main Street in Stanley. These local businesses are feeling the hurt from the beef industry. When are we going to take a state lead on the market and fix this on a local business? I say we set an example for the rest of the country. There's been some talk of that, getting into the fact that the prices are miserable right now for cattle producers because of a lock by four folks on the Packers. So, you know, is there a North Dakota solution? I know we've tried that before. These folks are obviously talking about restaurants having to close because they can't get beef. Is there a state solution here?
You know, North Dakota's got a interesting history. I mean, if you go back and say, you know, why did the state of North Dakota, which is a strong, independent, right-leaning state, 100 years ago, decide to build its own bank, decide to build its own mill? It did it because it was, you know, the commodities and the dollars were being controlled by out of state. In that case, it was, you know, millers from Minneapolis, the General Mills, the Pillsbury's. They were controlling the market. And citizens in North Dakota took it in their own hands to say, we need to have more control on the value added. And now we've got a situation in the beef processing market where you've got a lot of concentration among four packers. Several of those are owned by, global multinational companies. And so it's a question that's going to keep coming up. I think in North Dakota, we've also got a strong history of people getting together to do cooperatives and coming up with solutions. I know I was involved myself back in the 90s with the North American Bison Cooperative up in Rockford when we were saying, hey, let's pool our money and create a packing plant for bison in North Dakota. So it's a reasonable discussion. I'm sure it will continue. At the federal level, I know that there are a number of senators led by some of the ones from South Dakota that are asking for a federal investigation into that concentration because when prices are low for the ranchers and they're high at the grocery store or for the restaurant owners, you've got to look at the in-between and see what the dynamics are in the market. And if we don't have good competitive forces, competition is what creates fair markets. And if there's not enough competition in that market, you know, the first place to start would be trying to make sure that market is regulated so you've got more competition that would be more fair to both the producers and the consumers.
It's a debate we'll continue to stay on. Governor, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you, Scott.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Al Jacobs.
The Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industry with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Florida later today to witness something America hasn't seen in nearly a decade, as two American astronauts will launch to the International Space Station, weather permitting, from U.S. soil. For the first time since 2011, they'll be in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule sent into orbit by a Falcon 9 rocket from a NASA launch pad at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says it does weigh heavily on him that this will be the first SpaceX mission involving human lives.
You know, I was asking them just a few hours ago, it's like, you guys feel good about this? Is there anything you want us to do? And, man, they're cool as a cucumber. I mean, they're just like nerves of steel.
Musk was speaking there on CBS's This Morning. Nevada casinos will be able to reopen on the 4th of June, with card tables and slot machines having to be behind plexiglass barriers. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, they ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man.
Sounds like Johnny Cash, but it's Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, Waylon.
West Virginia,
the rambling man. That's a Waylon thing.
That was a bumper request.
I didn't ever realize they sounded as much alike. Did not know that. Did not know that, as Johnny Carson would say. Back on What's on Your Mind, we are chatting with Al Jager, the Secretary of State, to answer a couple of questions that came up earlier on the program. Welcome others as well. So we'll be doing that momentarily. I'll let you guys figure out who's calling who here while we wait for that. Get to a couple of texts that we haven't had a chance to get to yet. This one is new. Bill Gates was sued by the U.S. government for violating antitrust laws. How can you, as our governor, adore him? Did the government say he adored him?
I did not pick up a door.
I didn't get a door.
A friend, I got
former colleague, respect.
13 years ago.
You know, yep. Doing a lot of things, polio, other vaccines. You know, I'm no fan of Bill Gates. I mean, to me, Bill Gates is, whatever. He's so far removed from the average North Dakotan in the way of, anything in common, it's unbelievable. And honestly, don't spend enough of my time diving into every little story about him either. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say, the accusations are good, bad, or indifferent. But this idea that somehow the governor who worked with him 13 years ago and has him on his speed dial so he can call, I don't see as anything to keep me up at night. I don't know. I mean, the one guy called and said, the citizens of North Dakota want to know, what's your relationship with Bill Gates? Well, I'm not sure the citizens of North Dakota, I don't know that I'm any more equipped than he is to say what the citizens of North Dakota want, but I at least spend every day talking to them in a way that's, I guess,
were something. And I don't get the sense that really, you know, I mean, you hear it from time to time. Oh, what's the deal with Bill Gates? What's it? But the governor answered it well. I don't know. I mean, let's just roll up our sleeves and fix things like, hey, meat is so expensive, the menu items have to go up at Joyce's Cafe in Stanley, right? Okay, what can we do as a state? Oil and gas industry, how are we going to get that back? I mean, that's when you want a governor that has a Bill Gates on speed dial, when you're trying to fix big problems. Because he knows somebody to know somebody. Let's focus on that, not on the petty little...
Somebody with big boy panties on is what you're saying.
Did you just say panties?
Quoting you.
I think you said it. That was Todd Mitchell. Just said, did you
I've got the recording.
Check the tape! Okay, all right.
I was going to say, I've got the recording, and it's going to become a promo after the show, just so you
know. Oh, no. Jagger is here. Al is the Secretary of State, so we have more important things to tackle. Bigger fish
to
fry.
Thank God.
On the program. Yes, hi, Al. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good to have you on the program. The President of the United States has been expressing his concern of late about mail-in voting being rife with fraud. He's in a little dust-up now with Twitter over this, so this continues to be in the news. Is this something North Dakotans should worry about?
I don't think so, because we really have it very well covered in the state of North Dakota. You know, in keeping with the governor's North Dakota Smart, we had to make decisions back in early March. Elections don't just happen overnight. They take a lot of planning, and we have to have a lot of preparation. And the fact is, in North Dakota, 33 counties already did voting by mail. And so it was well accepted. We have protocols in place to protect the integrity of the elections. And so when the governor made his executive order, there were adjustments made in that based on the the situation at that time, not knowing what it's going to be like in June. And I think, the choice was left up to the counties. All 53 counties took advantage of the fact that the law that requires one polling location to be open on Election Day was waived, and so they all agreed not to open a polling location. And based on the requests that are being made for ballots, numbers are way up compared to previous June elections.
So let me go back to a couple of things we've heard from people, and one is, individuals that have passed away getting ballots, one person getting multiple ballots. So when you say, we've got it very well covered, what's the protocol there when someone has the ability to request ballots for someone that is no longer living?
Well, first of all, the way you phrased your comment there, dead people did not receive ballots. The only people that receive ballots are people who actually apply for a ballot. Ballots are not automatically sent out. And so the protocol was to begin with, we have a central voter file, which is a record of people who have voted in the past. It contained about 600,000 names. And so to make sure that the mailing went out to as many people as possible, that was used. And so in that process, yes, there were some people who are deceased that were still in the system. We're very grateful for the people who have reported that back so that they could be appropriately identified in the center voter file. There are people that moved out of state or whatever. We've received back well over 100,000 pieces of mail. So there's going to be a lot of purging of the record. And the only way that you are able to receive a ballot is to apply for one. And when you apply for one, there's things that you have to provide. Your identification number, for instance, one of the connecting things is the identification number with your license, a driver's license, or your non-driver's ID card. And so those are checks and balances in the system. So a ballot is only mailed to people who have actually requested it.
So, yeah, okay. And the ballot request form comes. That's the one that comes. But if you receive it, you have the ability to know whether or not that person is deceased then? In other words, if somebody sent you a ballot request from someone that was sent, a envelope, and it was for someone that was deceased, it's mailed in to say, give me the ballot, I want the ballot back, did they not get the ballot?
The dead person won't get the ballot because they're unable to provide the identification that they need to match it up with the records.
Right. I guess somebody could have that information. But you're saying the protocol is if they send the information in with all of the required, data, the voter ID or the license ID and all of those things in, but they are deceased. Do you know that? Does the county know that? Is there a way to flag that?
Well, I suppose that could happen, but the fact is that in those situations we become aware of, that the county auditors become aware of, that we're notified. I suppose it is, possible that there might be somebody that would have all of that information, but generally speaking, the people that have been reported back to us are people who have been deceased for quite a number of years, so the likelihood of making a match would be somewhat rare, I think.
So, do you see this as obviously a COVID-related situation? As you mentioned, the governor had waived this, and then the governor basically said, look, states can do it, or counties can do it if they want to do it. None of them elected to do that. But is this going to transition us to more mail-in voting, you believe, or is this a one-time thing?
Well, 33 counties in the state of North Dakota already have it. You know, they use it, and they have a normal election. They have a polling location open on election day. As to whether it expands in other counties, it's a county decision. So whether other counties decide to do it after this election, that'll be a decision that they'll make. Hopefully, no decisions have been made regarding November, and hopefully we'll be able to have an election that would be normal in terms of having polling locations open on election day. Again, for this particular one and the situation and the time, I think that we are, this is North Dakota smart. And I think in terms of, just to keep this somewhat in perspective, in terms of how is the public responding, as of today, there's been 172,000 ballots that have been sent. 58,000 have been returned to county auditors, and that we haven't had a turnout of that amount since 2012. And actually, that would be five election cycles. If I take four of those election cycles, the average turnout was around 112,000, 113,000. 2012, there were 173,303 people that voted in that June election, and I think that pretty much was driven by the fact there were four measures on the ballot. One had to do with property tax. Another one had to do with exercise of religious liberty. And another one had to do with the referendum on the University of North Dakota nickname. And in that election, there was 175,000 people that voted. And right now, without any of those kind of high-profile things on the ballot, we're approaching 172,000 ballots being mailed out, and we know that applications are still coming in. So, from a public standpoint, I think the public has.
They're participating.
Responding.
They're embracing it, right? Yeah, they're all in, which is fabulous. As long as the safeguards are there, and it sounds like you're confident there. A couple more questions. We'll continue with Al Jager, Secretary of State, after this timeout on What's on Your Mind.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here. Just told me a great story about when people call him, how they talk about the flag. The flag is what they're listening to, and the flag is what they want to fly. You've got a great bond with our listeners, don't you?
Oh, sure, Scott. It's not just any flag. It's the flag you represent.
It's standing up for freedom.
That's what makes America great, is freedom of the individual.
Show that you stand up for the American dream by flying that flag. Call Jim, 701-571-FLAG, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com.
And thank you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On your mind is powered by SchwanBuickGMC.com, a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget. Even if yours isn't paid off, if you have a trade, they might be able to lower your monthly payment or just buy your car. Take advantage or see some of the lowest used car rates in years. Or make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they are there to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping and shop online, SchwanBuickGMC.com, or give them a call. They're now offering statewide delivery. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
Back with Al Jagger, Secretary of State. A couple of questions from listeners. I got a ballot application for my deceased stepdad, and I have his ID numbers. Have a friend whose underage children got applications. A couple of them have driver's licenses, and another friend whose child has moved received an application. Any of those things concern you, Al?
No. I imagine if somebody really was intent on voting for a dead person and using the false ID, I suppose that certainly could happen. But in terms of the other situations, they're all... those have been rare and have been noted, and in one case, in terms of children under that are not eligible for voting, there was a quirk in the system that identified them a little bit different, and that's been taken care of. And so, yes, those things did happen. We can't deny that, but also there are still checks and balances in the system in terms of taking care of everything. So,
Texture says someone turns 18 on June 9th. How do they vote?
Well, that gets to be a little bit of a challenge. What we would suggest that they do, they call our office or they contact the county auditor to make sure that they're able to get an application, because if they are eligible to vote prior to June 9th, and, you know, we certainly want them to have that opportunity.
Another texter says, this isn't rocket science, Al. If my wife recently passed, God forbid, I know all the info needed to get a ballot for her. This will happen throughout the state. That's essentially saying people are, I mean, in other words, if that scenario played out, that person has committed voter fraud. They're breaking the law, right?
That's true, and if that is discovered, particularly since part of this involves a federal election with the U.S. House, that does become pretty serious, and those things can be found out. And normally, it depends with deaths. We do get updates from the Department of Vital Statistics, and so we do get updates, and they're... system does flag if they're deceased, but yes, if it's something, you know, relatively recent. But again, if that does happen, there is a way that these things get found out, and it is subject to federal prosecution then too.
Another texter says, I'm concerned about the lawsuit regarding the requirement for signature verification on the ballot application and return envelope. If a judge throws that out, how may that affect the integrity of the ballots?
Well, we don't know on that. There's going to be a hearing with the federal judge on Monday, and we'll see how that goes. Because in terms of the number of number of ballots that are refused for that, compared to a couple of years ago, it's relatively very, very small percentage. And the examples that we have at that, you know, to show that there is a definite difference when those decisions are made to toss out a ballot. The other thing we have to keep in mind is that the election board that makes those decisions is a bipartisan board. There is a representative from each political party on there. And so there has to be some agreement among Republican and Democrat and the rest of the people on the election board as to whether or not these signatures match or don't match. And there are ways of where people, if they're unable to sign their name on the application, there is a process where they can put an X, and then somebody witnesses that the fact that, yes, John Doe did put his X on there, and that's their signature. And so we've made our case in response to the lawsuit, and we'll see how it goes in terms of the hearing that happens on Monday.
Still time to request a ballot, right?
Yes, but we're getting very, very, very close. We're 13 days out from the election, so we certainly would hope that people would be making their application as soon as possible, because there is a mail turnaround time. What we have found with the U.S. mail and back a few weeks ago, that some of the mailings were done in batches. And so I know of one case where the wife received the ballot immediately and the husband didn't. Well, the the husband's name was put in a batch where the mailing was conducted by someone else that the county used, and so there was a little bit of a difference of delay. So people are able to track their ballot. They can go onto our website, and there is a tracking mechanism there, or where they can put in their address and see when their ballot was mailed and when it was received by the county. And so, but yes, we're 13 days out, and the ballot, the return ballot, you know, we want the people need to put the ballot into the secrecy envelope, which is then put into the return envelope. It needs to be postmarked on the 8th. All of the counties have drop boxes.
So make it nice and you can drop it off or mail it. All right, we'll leave it there, Al. We'll have you back before Election Day. Thanks for the time. Got to go.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas.
Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research on about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.